So let's get in the mood for some Ricky Ross and Deacon Blue, and here's a track from the solo album. This is New World, only here on K107FM. First time play, Short Stories Volume 2.
Walk into the world, catching every moment of any rising day. Golden is the sunlight under heavy skies. The river makes its way, and everything becomes brand new. I'm carrying this load, climbing up the hill, hoping for a glimpse of you. Working on the land, toiling on the sea, storing every dream we dream. Working on the land, toiling on the sea, away to the new. Watch his misery, he's like a captured lion. These walls are all he sees, but I am free for roaming across this, making my way to the shore, coming down.
Then it was then, The New World, and that's from the brand new album from Ricky Ross, just released, All Good to See. And we welcome Ricky Ross to the programme. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, John.
Excellent. Fantastic. Has this been a long time in the making then, the brand new album, the Short Stories?
No. The funny thing about these records is it's been a long time in the waiting, really, because I made it really in the early days of lockdown, because I was writing, it was a time to sort of finish song ideas that had been around. And as soon as I'd started doing it, I was doing it at home because I couldn't go anywhere else. So I was doing it in my own studio in the house. So it was just me. And as soon as I'd got a kind of acceptable version of the song down, I was recording it really there and then. And to be honest with you, that process doesn't take too long. I mean, the previous one, the Short Stories, had taken 2 days to record because I just learned the songs up. But this one, I was obviously much more, I had my own time, on space, but it still didn't take that long. But it really took till we couldn't really release it until this year, because we just brought out a Deacon Blue album at that point and still hadn't done the tour, which got all, that got put back a year. Some of the dates even in Scotland got put back until just a few weeks ago. So everything's been sort of shunted back, really. And, you know, finally we're sort of catching up.
And of course, you know, the book is here as well, very soon as well. And it just makes me think how busy you are. But I mean, you're always incredibly busy.
Well, you know, it's busy, but we're busy, but I'm doing things I'm enjoying. You know, I feel that I'm lucky enough to do things that I enjoy. I did the book because I wanted to do the book. Obviously, the record, same thing. So I'm kind of fortunate enough to know that these are things that you know, you're lucky enough to be able to do, because making music is still the best thing ever, you know.
Excellent stuff. And of course, as you say, dates were cancelled, dates postponed, Cities of Love continued on, and you still got some more to do, and including, of course, back here
Edinburgh Castle, and I understand it's just about or has sold out.
Yeah, sold out last, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and we've got that to do in July, and we're dodging around the COVID at the moment. I had it last week. I managed to get clear by the time that we had a show to do at the weekend there at Simple Minds down in Blenheim Castle. So we're all optimistic that everything's going to work out, but so far so good.
And it will still take you to Belgium and the Netherlands as well. Still to go.
Yeah. Still got. You know, it's all these things that are partly festival shows that we put in, and I had some that hadn't happened from 2 years ago. So it's been quite a journey.
I could imagine. The Blenheim Palace looked amazing, and of course, Simple Minds. It's like the two bands have been going parallel all the way. I mean, we had Simple Minds here in Kirkcaldy in their very early days, but I don't recall Deacon Blue ever playing around this area. Did you ever play here when you were in the early Dundee bands?
No, we didn't play Kirkcaldy, but we played in Dunfermline, and memorably played in Dunfermline early days, and a massive fight broke out on the dance floor, and the guys, we all had to kind of, it was after the gig, I think, but some of our guys saw it and got called in to be witnesses at the court case, all that kind of stuff. So the early days, we certainly played in Dunfermline, and I've played in Dunfermline at the Carnegie Hall in a solo capacity as well.
Of course.
But I haven't been long at Kirkcaldy, but I love being in Fife. I love the East Nuke, and it's a real place of joy for me, you know?
No, well, it'd be great to see you. I mean, we have great wee venues here as well, even if it was a secret wee venue, because we try to persuade Katie Tunstall, who, you know, she was doing some secret gigs and some post-COVID shows, and came to PJ's in Dunfermline as well. So you never know. If we get in touch with you, we'll get you a show here. And because the Ricky Ross solo tour is quite big, it's quite elaborate. It takes you all over Scotland, certainly Perth, Aberdeen, you open in London, Queen's Hall, Edinburgh, and Glasgow, and then you're off to, goodness, Sunderland, Liverpool, you're Billericay, Birmingham, and Bristol, all the bees. So it's quite a big tour, and has this been just shunted to this time?
This is one of these strange ones. It is actually, well, all being well, this will be the actual proper dates. This hasn't been postponed. So this is all just fresh. You know, this is the plan for 2022. So just hoping it all happens, you know.
Don't you? Absolutely, Bill. And I hope your health stays well and all good. And of course, coinciding with this, we have the brand new album, Short Stories Volume 2. And for me, it's very melodic. It's lovely. It's like having you in the living room, and then there's some lush strings. Was that the aim that you were looking for during your production of the album?
Well, you know, it's in a sense, it sort of reflects what the live show is, which is just me and a piano and maybe a guitar sometimes. But there's not a real, I kind of wanted to keep it simple. I wanted nothing to get in the way of the song, really, when I did this. And I like the narrative of the song just being directed towards the listener. And so, in a sense, you just kind of clear out all the other stuff, and it becomes the simplest kind of way of doing that as possible, is just to play it and sing it. And yeah, there are occasional strings, a little bit of brass, some one or two backing vocals, and occasionally a little bit of extra, but there's not very much else on it. So it's just the importance of, yeah, it's really about songs for me. And that's what, again, what the live show is like as well. It's, you know, there's nothing between me and the audience, and there's no kind of fireworks or, you know, great light show or, you know, technological wizardry. It's just really that intimacy and honesty, hopefully, in the performance.
And do you have a wealth of songs then, Ricky? Is there stuff that we don't know that's unreleased and maybe just in demo form or just home recorded that, you know, may become volume 3 or whatever, or a Deacon Blue song?
No, I don't think volume 3 is written, but yeah, there's lots of stuff that you have lying around that at some point I need to kind of deal with. But there's things that I've co-written with people and things that probably are there. But I tend to, that's part of the, in a sense, that's part of the songwriting process. You know, you have to go through these things that, I mean, there were more songs for short stories too that I recorded than have been released. But I think that's an important process to kind of hone it down into the essential, what are the essential songs of the record. So yeah, there are always things, but I think if Short Stories 3 happens, it will probably be a bunch of newer songs. It'll be a newer, you know, it'll be hopefully with a newer theme to make sense of it.
Sometimes I walk through this city of blows, city of low times, streets of closed doors. Most times I let my spirit roam over the houses and the empty roads. I'm not walking to the moon and back. I'm only going as far as the road is black. I'm only walking if the way is good enough. People move like the people should. If I get out of here, I'm gonna put on my Spanish shoes and walk out just to be with you. If I get out of here, I'm gonna wear my Spanish shoes. Make me feel good too. Just for a moment there I was waking up. I slept for hours and hours, but not long enough. Then I stepped out and caught a bus. Rode into the city thinking about everything we discussed. The streets are empty and the skies are clean. People are being what people will be. Thank you, driver. Have a great day. We gotta work, but we gotta play. If I get out of here, I'm gonna put on my Spanish shoes. Walk out just to be with you. If I get out of fear, I'm gonna wear my Spanish shoes to make you feel good and make me feel good too. So I'm gonna take the highway over the buildings, fly over the gates of locked up gardens and wildflower paths, nests atop of chimney stacks. I walk so gently up on the tiles, crossing the city for miles and miles. Then we'll open up all the doors, letting the light dance till the wee small hours. If I get out of here, I'm gonna put on my Spanish shoes and walk out just to be with you. If I get out of here, I'm gonna wear my Spanish shoes to make you feel good and make me feel good too. nothing left.